Hey, thanks, Regina. Yes, it's me, Roderick. And as Trish said at the top of the show, I have on the line right now Paige Rattray, who has directed the latest Sydney Theatre Company production, How to Rule the World, Manukau Lui. Paige, could you tell me just a little bit about this new play, How to Rule the World?
Okay, so it's a brand new play by Nakia Lui. It is a play about three disenfranchised millennials who try and game the political system, the Australian political system. So the whole play really begins, the Prime Minister, he announces a new racist immigration bill that he's trying to get through the Senate. And our three millennials decide that they would like to run a white guy, get him elected as the independent so he has a swing vote in the Senate and stop the bill. So they find their white guy, but once they train him up, he starts going a bit rogue, and you can imagine everything kind of falls apart from there. So that's the beginning.
So he's not that fly for a white guy?
He's not that fly for a white guy. I mean, you think he is. And,
at the beginning, and, he seems all right.
He seems all right, and he seems kind of quite hapless and harmless. But as
gosh, that's not Rhys Muldoon, is it?
No, he's the Prime Minister.
Oh, okay.
He's even scarier. He's terrifying. He's hilarious in this. He's terrifying, though. This is the third Prime Minister, I think, he's played.
Oh, is he? Oh, right.
In the last 5 years or something, or 15, I'm not sure. But he's very good at it.
Yeah.
He's done a lot of studying, I think. But no, our hapless white guy is Hamish Michael, who kind of starts out as this kind of long-haired kind of gear. And
so they make him out of nothing, do they?
They make him out of nothing. They mold him. He's this guy who seems to have no background, no ties, no family, no friends, no interest in politics. He seems like the kind of perfect puppet, but they get a little bit of a taste of power and goes a bit rogue.
Yes. Oh my God. This is great, isn't it? To get such a highly relevant political drama from for millennial audiences, because actually millennial audiences are getting a bit engaged, aren't they, with politics?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was sitting there, I think it was one of the previews, I was sitting next to a couple of our subscribers, and the lady I was sitting next to, whose son is, I think, in year seven, was so jealous of her coming to see this show because he really wanted to come and kind of experience it. He knows Nakia. He loved the idea of it. And I think, yeah, our younger generations are just so much more political, I think. Well, definitely than what I was when I was that age.
And Nakia's in it as well. What's it like being, directing the playwright?
It's pretty amazing, actually. I think we have this moment one day. She has a monologue that she delivers sort of in Act Two. And we're all sort of working it on the floor. And I said to her, you've got to trust the words. You need to trust that everything's in there. And she said, yeah, but I wrote the words.
Yeah, can't fool her, can you?
No. And I was like, oh, that's always something you've kind of got up your sleeve as a director.
Yeah.
And I just didn't have it on this one. But, I mean, the other wonderful thing was her being in it. You know, we could feel when something wasn't working or something wasn't making sense. And she could, because she was so inside it, she could actually kind of address it really quickly. So that was a real bonus, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You've got the source there, haven't you? You can say, well, you know, could we add this word in or change the sentence around a bit or something like that? And
Yeah, that was good. I mean, it's also odd too for the other performers because, you know, usually the director or the dramaturg is sort of a filter for that sort of thing. So we had to work out a system while we're rehearsing of, like, what stuff we could kind of ask Nakia on the floor and things that I'd sort of save for later for post-rehearsals. So it was kind of interesting figuring that out. But, you know, she's so generous and she's so smart. She just worked it really well.
Oh, that's good. I suppose a lot of the cast are generous and smart. Are you happy with whom you've got?
They're absolutely brilliant, all of them. We had so much fun. I mean, it's like they're just every. I mean, Anthony Taufer and Michelle Lim Davidson, they're two of my favourite actors to work with. I've worked with them both multiple times, and they round out the trio of these three millennials. But then we had, as I said before, Hamish Michael as our hapless white guy, Rhys Muldoon as the Prime Minister, and then we have Gareth Davies and Vanessa Downing, who are playing you know, trillions of characters, pretty much. They had the most hectic costume plot you've ever seen in your life. Like, there's this one audition sequence where they, you know, the quick changes, we've got them down to, like, 5 seconds. There's, like, moments someone walks through a door. Like, Gareth, there's one point he walks through a door and he just steps into a complete suit, which is... Velcro down the back. And he just opens the door straight away. And in the first couple of previews, we were like, why isn't this getting a laugh? And we realised it was so good that you couldn't actually tell it was the same person. Like, it's not funny because people don't realise that it's actually the same actor.
Yeah, because often you when something that's really hard happens, you know, a scene change or something, and it just magically happens, often the audience really appreciates it, don't they? They give you a bit of applause.
And yeah, they do.
So you're sort of expecting something after all this, this effort.
That's quite funny. And he was, I could tell he was like, you know, he really wanted that laugh, and we're working for it really hard. And then on opening night, of course, he got it because everyone knew him. There are a lot of actors and peers in the audience, but it's really funny, those things. We've had a lot of fun making it.
Is the premise for the play? I mean, in the publicity, it says an Aboriginal and Asian and Islander walk into a bar. Is that the actual premise for the play? Like, it just happens out of a conversation. This
absolutely
idea? It does.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So basically, they've seen this. The PM announced this new bill. On television, and they've gone to the bar that night to kind of, you know, commiserate what is going to, you know, like all of the racist rhetoric that will happen around the conversations around this bill. You know, it's really problematic, and so they're kind of talking about that, and they're talking about it with their coke dealer and another woman in the bar, and the conversation kind of descends into something really, really quite awful very quickly. And you're seeing in real time the impact that this is going to have on the community and the conversations. And out of that kind of horrible racist rant that the coke dealer ends up sort of spewing out, that is when they make the decision to run a white guy and get him in.
And as far as getting this all on stage, have you had any logistical difficulties? Have you got big sets that you need to think about, or have you come up with some brilliant, clever ideas to get all this working?
Well, I hope they're brilliant and clever. It's been great. It's all set in the corridor of Parliament House. Like, it's literally, when you look at it, and if you've been to Parliament House, you'll recognise it. We've just kind of worked the angles a bit more. But the play has... I think maybe 30 different locations. So it's been how we can kind of imaginatively recreate this space while kind of trying to keep that narrative going. So there's a lot of tricks that we've kind of built into the set so we can transform it really quickly. But I can't sort of give those secrets away.
No, of course not.
one of the great things about it is, though, because... we get told the story of how they ended up in this corridor at Parliament House with a hooded hostage in a wheelchair. We learn this story through a series of flashbacks, and they're all through our trio's lens. So actually, we've kind of really been able to heighten a representation of people and places because it's all through their memory and their ideas. So we've been able to make things quite extreme. So there's a moment where they go and visit the preference whisperer who lives on a boat, and the way that we've transformed the space is, let's say, a boat doesn't come on stage. There's a lot of dry ice in this show.
Right. And you often get the people in the front row coughing hysterically because they think they're being, you know, gassed by something.
I know. It's really scary. I wish I could tell them that it's just vapour.
It's part of what's in air. Anyway, look, it sounds really exciting. I think doing a political satire, particularly from the more millennial standpoint, is really radical these days, isn't it? And it's also a comedy, which, you know, it's about politics, of course, it's going to be comedic.
Absolutely. But you've seen Bob Catter's recent campaign commercial. Basically, that could be the trailer for our show. That's so nuts.
I've interviewed Bob Catter, and it's definitely an experience.
Have you? Wow.
You've already opened, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we opened last Friday.
Yeah. Okay, so it's on now at the Opera House, the Drama Theatre. At the Opera House. So you want to get out there. It sounds like a wonderful, wonderful play. You know, if you're feeling a bit down and out, I think this play would pick you up and sort you out. Yeah, so How to Rule the World. And I've been talking here to Paige... Paige Rattray. We've been talking with Paige Rattray, the director of this play at the Sydney Theatre Company. Thanks very much for being with us here on 2SER 107.3.
Absolutely a pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful talking to Paige Rattray there. But that's about all we've got for you here on Stages this week. Yes, it's all finished all too soon. Don't forget to call on 0410 498 671 for your Peter Pan tickets. I'm Roderick Chambers. Thanks for being with us tonight here on 2SER 107.3. And we might play a little bit of The Offspring's Pretty Fly for White Guy.